Here's the translation of the text to English. Trump says India and Russia appear lost to deepest, darkest China. Hezbollah says Lebanon move on army plan is opportunity, urges Israel to commit to ceasefire. Russian gas sales to China would not harm U.S., Energy Secretary says. Oil prices settle down more than 2% after weak U.S. jobs report. I fault myself for not paying more attention. Conoco CEO tells employees facing deep job cuts. Trump supports nuclear power as it is more American than wind, solar, U.S. official says. White House review of biofuel waiver plan pits farmers against refiners. Democrats will force votes on Trump import tariffs, U.S. Senate's Schumer says. Putin says foreign troops in Ukraine would be legitimate targets. EU sticks to planned Russian oil exit by 2028. Energy chief says South Korea says U.S. release of video showing workers' arrest was regrettable. Microsoft says Azure cloud service disrupted by fiber cuts in Red Sea. U.S. immigration agents arrest hundreds at Hyundai plant, mostly Koreans. U.S. SEC closes investigation of Swedbank. Fitch revises Poland's outlook to negative on weakening public finances. How AI is reshaping the APAC equity markets. BMW will return to growth in China with new all-electric series, CFO says. U.S. earnings season showed consumer is feeling good, Mizuho says. Investing.com stocks of the week, Vietnam, AUG exports keep strong, PM warns of mounting inflation pressure. NVIDIA says Gain AI Act would restrict competition, likens it to AI diffusion rule. Chances of 50 BP Fed cut emerge after weak jobs report. Canada's IV PMI falls to three-month low in August. BofA now sees two Fed rate cuts this year. U.S. adds fewer than expected 22,000 jobs in August amid labor market cooling. Canada's economy shed 65,500 jobs in August. Canada loses net 65,500 jobs in August. Jobless rate rises to 7.1%. Non-farm payrolls plunge, falling short of economic forecasts. Greek PM unveils tax breaks amid cost of living crisis. OPEC Plus will likely raise oil output further from October, sources say. This is when the U.S. court is likely to rule definitively on Trump tariffs. Green data centers test Ireland's shift to on-site power. Solution or setback? U.S.-China trade imbalance is peaking as policies force change, BCA research says. Is Trump the glue holding BRICS together? Factbox, and the next Fed chair is? Trump's short list. Are China's nuclear uranium ambitions underappreciated? U.S. stocks brush record highs as weak jobs data fuel rate cut bets. U.S. appeals court says Trump cannot continue foreign aid cuts. EOS climbs 13% in rally. The winners and losers of stablecoins, according to BofA. Bitcoin price today climbs to 113.2 cal after soft payrolls report. Altcoins up. Lowkick Studio launches Shards token on top-tier exchanges for World Shards MMORPG. Thumbs Up Media shifts to cryptocurrency mining with 50 million raise. iSpecimen receives crypto treasury proposals amid $200 million digital plan. EOS climbs 10% as investors gain confidence. Blink, charging to accept crypto payments by end of 2025. Now payments to participate in Sigma Europe, Rome 2025. Bitcoin price today, muted at $110. Trump mining co-lists publicly, Bridge Bio's encaleret shows promise in hypoparathyroidism treatment. BioMarin's PKU drugs house nearly 50 fund reduction in teens. Garden Stage receives NASDAQ delisting warning over low share price. FDA approves expanded use of Teva's Vonvendi for VWD patients. Northland Power announces board changes as John Brace retires Lennox to pass DOE cold climate heat pump validation test. Seacoast receives regulatory approvals for Villages Bank Corporation deal. GraphJet receives NASDAQ compliance notice. For market value deficiency, ChiJet Motor issues 640,850 shares to CVR holders after milestone miss. If you'd like me to translate it to another language or format it differently, please let me know.